Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
With me right now, retired FBI Special Agent and Hidden Killers contributor Jennifer Coffendapper. We're talking about the reactions that we've had to Lori Vallow Daybell's speech the other day at her sentencing. Let's just get your takes on this. Obviously, it was a very bizarre statement made by Lori Vallow, all 8 minutes and 30 some seconds of it kind of sounded like a sermon, if you will, if you were going to church, except the sermon was being delivered by a very delusional, crazy woman. Thoughts on all of that?
Well, in regard to her statement, I have one word. It's just blasphemy.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me to listen to somebody take supposedly biblical words and phrases and what God thinks and turn it into really an excuse for murder. And I've said that from the beginning. This woman essentially used or tried to use God and religion for evil motives. And I just really never bought into it. And I think she just kept the party line even through sentencing.
Very much so. This is one where chicken before the egg. At the beginning, do you think she was using it nefariously in a way of, well, if I say this, people will accept me more and use it truly in a manipulative way, versus today where we witnessed that statement? And it to me, it feels like she believed every single thing she said. It didn't come across to me as I'm giving you all some sort of excuse. It was spooky.
Yeah, I think spooky is probably a good description. Anyone who could really believe what the words she spoke were. But Tony, I'm sorry, I just don't buy it. I guess it's true that she could have sort of convinced herself,
yeah,
and that possibly this is real. But what it just strikes me as is somebody who is really trying to explain their acts and, yeah, the evilness, and hide behind religion for that purpose. And perhaps she does truly believe her own words at this point, perhaps.
Yeah.
But I think it's just very simple way for somebody when they're making their own rules on their conduct, and for her to really just change really what religion actually says,
yeah,
and morph it into explaining and backing your own, you know, killing not only intentions, but her actions. I don't know, Tony. I know what you're saying, but I just still don't buy it.
Yeah, she's an interesting study on how far did her brain really go. And I don't think any of us will ever truly know the answer to that. What do you think it was like for the individuals in that courtroom that were seeking some sort of recognition, if you will, of the crimes themselves? I think a lot of people went into there hoping maybe that she would recognize the depravity of what she engaged in, or in some way, shape, or form, make some sort of a realization. I don't think that happened at all, though, for those that were seeking out her to recognize and realize the gravity of what she did.
No, I agree with you. And when I notice as the statements were being given, the victim statements, and it was just, oh my gosh, it was so hard to hear from the standpoint, yeah, of it was so sad and so moving. And to watch her, when I saw her reaction, which was basically stoic, no reaction, staring away, I could tell that she wasn't moved by anything. Like I said, the only dry eye in the house was hers.
Yeah.
And that kind of was predicted what her statement was going to be. I think she was just sitting there going through the imaginations of her statement in her mind. I don't even know that she heard one word being spoken.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.